Hello, I'm James Cridland, the radio futurologist. You know, I spend quite a lot of time in radio conferences. I guess I've probably been to a few hundred radio conferences by now. So perhaps I might offer a few words of advice to those organising them with five ways to help make a better radio conference. Number five, get the sharers, not the show-offs. We pitch our stations and our businesses all the time to clients, but a radio conference is not the right place to do this. Audiences really respect a speaker if they share rather than show off. So if you're speaking, don't just tell us that you're number one, tell us how you did it. And if you're brave enough, tell us what didn't work as well. Number four, we're in showbiz, not insurance. We've access to some amazing names, but we rarely use them in radio conferences, from music artists to comedians and music stars. Any conference is livened up with a song, a laugh, or a bit of showbiz. I've seen magicians, authors, motivational speakers, memory masters, dot-com celebrities, and some great singers at radio conferences, and they all bring things that people within the industry sometimes don't. Number three, think carefully about panels. Panels are four men in suits, because they're normally men in suits. There's normally four of them. They sit next to each other in a chair. They agree with each other while another business guy nervously asks questions. Sitting through 45 minutes of this is not much fun. Neither fun if you're a participant or if you're in the audience. Now, panels do have their place, but find a journalist to host the panel so they can ask difficult questions. Ensure you have panelists who disagree with each other. But most of all, ask yourself why you're running a panel in the first place. Number two, produce the day. This is easily at least the second most important thing. Every conference needs a producer. Give them the flexibility to get the slides well in advance, to go back to a speaker, to suggest tweaks to make their bit better. Plan the day in terms of who sits where, who wears what microphone, and stage manages the entire day as if it's a show, because it is a show. The best conferences I've spoken to have a producer like this. And number one, fix the sound already. I'm not saying that most in-house AV teams are rubbish at audio, but well, I guess I am. Sound is really bad at radio conferences, and if only we knew an industry that deals with audio all day long. Well, after a radio conference, which could have been rather better, I was in a pub with my friend Matt Deegan, and during the first pint, we deconstructed what went wrong. By the end of the second pint, we'd rather foolishly decided that we could run a radio conference ourselves, and strangely, after sobering up, we went ahead anyway. We called it Next Radio, and today we're starting its sixth year. Next Radio has no panels. Every speaker gets either 9 or 18 minutes, and it's full of ideas for people that make radio. We're now the UK's biggest radio conference, which is all the more remarkable since we're running this as a side project. Frankly, we don't know what we're doing, and one of us at least is at the other side of the world. This year, it's on September the 19th in central London. I'll not do the hard sell, but there's over 80 videos to watch from previous years free on the website. Just search for Next Radio Conference. And thank you to our sponsors, Broadcast Bionics. And if I've still got time, perhaps I might be able to ask you to buy some tips. No? Oh. You can get my weekly newsletter at james.crid.land. And until next time, keep listening.